Day 63. Want to do it? So we said the following. We said, in this segment, Chafetz Chaim examines the concept of recognizable signs. And we learn that a challenge of Gemara may be accepted as fact when there is circumstantial proof which supports it. Chafetz Chaim addresses the possibility that we might take this to be a blank allowance for believing negative information about someone whenever we feel the situation points to his guilt. Chafetz Chaim notes that this principle applies only to cases of to'elus, where constructive purpose is being served. An example would be a father who has a strong basis to suspect that the bad reports concerning his son's friend are true. While a parent is permitted to warn his child to avoid bad company, without such evidence, he may do so with greater conviction when his suspicions are supported by strong evidence. Chafetz Chaim reminds us that this allowance, like the ones which preceded, does not apply to common lashon hara, where people pointlessly discuss misjudgments, mistakes, or negative personality traits of others. Chafetz Chaim also tells us that one is guilty of listening to lashon hara by merely turning his attention to hear someone degrade a person, having his faults, which the listener knows personally to be true. It's still lashon hara. Consider the following. A particular unpleasant person works in your office. Someone who is never friendly and is always ready to instigate trouble. You have witnessed these traits personally dozens of times, suffered through his trials, and now possess all the evidence you need to form your opinion. If you walk by a group standing at the water cooler, the topic of the day is this person's awful behavior. Chafetz Chaim warns, don't bend your ear to listen. The fact that you have evidence which confirms that his lashon hara their lashon hara is meaningless. This is not a case of to'elus. Therefore, their words are forbidden as is listening to them. Chafetz Chaim says that a Jew should have no interest in hearing another Jew's being degraded. Rather, he should live by the words of Rabbi Yonah, who says the correct path is to conceal the sins of others and to praise the person for the good which can be found in it. It is the way of fools to speak out the blemishes and mistakes of others to criticize them. They never speak others' praises or find any good in them. That was day 16. Yeah. Day was that? That was day 63. Yeah. And I was right, see?
Day 63, okay.
Yeah. I'm Bob. Now we'll try to make a move on the Gemara, because I see everybody's ready getting ahead of this year. Try to make a move on them. So now really we still didn't get up to the Mishnah on Thursday. We try to get up to the Mishnah now. We're up to four lines before the Mishnah. That's what we're up to in Shir. Ah, so what do we say in the previous Mishnah?
What page?
Page 11b. You get Alpha and Beis. We're four lines before the Mishnah. Can I see the Mishnah where it says Masnisin? In bold, big bold, four lines up from there. Now we said in the previous Mishnah, what did we say in the previous Mishnah? We said that we mentioned there are a few different types of Kohanu Gedolim, and when they die, you go free. The person in Ari Mikloth goes free, correct? Now, Ibailu, we have a question. It was asked of them, they understand the following question. The Misas Kulan Chazer, with the death of all of the Kohanu Gedolim, that's when he returns home. Adam, or maybe, the Misas Echad Man, with the death of one of these Kohen, one of these four Kohen Gadols, that's when you return home. So Tashi, Ma, coming here, I want to bring a proof from really what's going to be the following Mishnah. What does it say? Nigmar Din below Kohen Gadol. If you had a Gmar Din, right, without a Kohen Gadol, meaning you had your final judgment without a Kohen Gadol. Ain't the Mishnah Lailam, you don't go prepare. That's the next Mishnah, right? Everybody's ready to learn that today? If you had a Gmar Din, your final judgment, there's no Kohen Gadol. You don't go free. You never go out of Ari Miklat. He never leaves. Beim Isa, but if there is what? What do you think if there is? If it is true that each and every day you could go out from any Kohen Gadol, right? Not just all of them. Lehadr, Bahanach, Bahanach. He should return with one of those. We say like this. If the halacha is that you only could you return by each Kohen Gadol who dies, they can let you return. Right? All you need is one Kohen Gadol. You don't need all of them to die. If so, what's the next Mishnah's case? If you die and there's no Kohen Gadol, you never go free. Why can't I go free when a different type of Kohen Gadol dies? Right? There's four different Kohen Gadols, right? Mm-hmm. So let's say I have a Gemar Din with Kohen Gadol number one is not around. Correct? Why can't I be freed with the death of Kohen Gadol type B? Must be that you only go free when all four types go free. When all four types of Kohen Gadol die. A, B, C, and D.
Why isn't I can't treat it the lake and there was no other Kohen. You don't have to have four Kohen Gadol at the same time. First of all, you can never have the first one and two at the same time because one with the
fine, you have two, three.
Before, you know, a certain time and after a certain time. And maybe there was no war, so there was no Kohen Chama. And maybe the other one, there was no Sula on him and they had to replace it. It's possible there could only be one.
It sounded like they were usually free. So you're asking it could be there who was only one. In reality, I think usually there was one for the Kohen Gadol. They had one, you know. There would be one for the Kohen Gadol for the war. They would make one for the war. Even though no
they
war.
They would make one for the war. What if there was times of peace? I mean, you know.
I don't know. Here, it's a good question. But the Gemara wants to know. Let's say we're considering there were all four. So you're trying to answer the Gemara's question. Again, let's just speak of the Gemara's question. The Gemara is asking. That how does the Mishnah have a case later that if the Kohen Gadol dies, right?
He doesn't go out forever. You're saying that the Leika, that it's not true. You're saying that the
Gemara's question
was incorrect. Then you're saying
I'm still in the Gemara's question. I didn't get to the answer.
Oh, okay.
I was still in the Gemara's question. That in Issa, if there is such a concept that. You go out for each Kohen Gadol who dies, they could set you free. Lihadar, why can't he return? But the Hanukkah with those other ones,
right.
Let's say we're in a situation where there were three Kohen Gadol. So let's say when you had a Gemara Din, there was no Kohen Gadol. But that's only type A. Why do we say you stay there forever? Maybe you should go free when type B or C, Kohen Gadol B or C die. Must mean that you were only going free when they all die. And the Mishnah's case is that they all die. That's the Gemara's assuming. That's it must be. How can there's no Kohen Gadol when you had a Gemara Din? Must be. Right, what do you say? There's no Kohen Gadol, you stay forever. Right? There's no Kohen Gadol, there's no Kohen Gadol, you stay forever. Now, if the halacha is that you would be able to go out from any of them dying, so just because one Kohen Gadol died, why can't I go free when the other two Kohen, when another type of Kohen Gadol dies? Right? So it must be that you only go free when all of them die. And the Mishnah's case is that every single Kohen Gadol die. That's the case. That's
well,
the word.
Again, well, how do we know that versus the case is where there was only one Kohen Gadol, the Mishnah?
That's the word's answer. So I think the word's answer. You're saying the word's answer. The word's saying it's not a proof. But the lack, could mean there weren't any. You're saying the word's answer. That's the word's answer. Correct. Perfect. Where's that
so you're saying the answer was that the Leika means refers to that the Kohen Gadol B and C also died, and there wasn't any in existence at the time of this Rotsea. Yeah,
you want to say the Lekka means they were never around. You're saying the Lekka a little different. You're saying the Lekka
right.
means in this scenario they never exist. One second.
Going
I understand.
Not at all.
Right.
One second.
Well,
I'm saying
you only had the one.
I see.
No other ones.
Fine, you can say it like that also. And the words of Lekka sound more like you're saying. The word they weren't around. They weren't. They weren't around. It sounds like for the Gemara terminology, it sounds more like you're saying whatever it is over here. I'm going to say it. It's fancy Gemara. Yeah, there were no, you're right. That's they say like your Pshat here. That there were no additional Kohen Gadol. So it could be like this. It could be usually that halacha is that even when one Kohen Gadol dies, you go free. I have a Mishnah's case later. In this case later, that scenario happens to be there were only one Kohen Gadol. Also, with here, their only existing Kohen Gadol died before your Gemara Din. So that's it. So you're stuck in our Miklos forever. But if you have a scenario where there are more Kohen Gadol, it could be another one. What's that, you're free? It's good? Fine. Let's see. Rashi, Lehad Rahana. The last with Rashi before the Mishnah, we had their Bahana because she returned with those. Then Misas with the death, Ruba Begadim, either the one who has a lot of clothing, Arishachasai, the one who got that was the substitute, Kohen Gadol, the one who got passed over from being anointed. Elalash Mamina, rather, must be Kulu, when we mean that they all have to die. And that's what the next Mishnah said, if they all die, you stay in Arimaklas forever because they're all dead. Rav said, no, really only one kohen has to die. But in that Mishnah, there was only one kohen other around the life, but there weren't the other kohen gadols around. Let's see the new Mishnah. Mishnigmar din on Meis kohen gadol. Let's say, after the guy's gmar din, he had a gmar din, he had a final judgment. And immediately after, as he's walking out of Beis Din, he hears them going around, the kohen gadol died. What's that like, Hareza ain't a gadol, you don't go to gadol. Even though you never entered gadol, since the kohen gadol died after your final judgment, you never come. It's pretty, he has a good, he has it easy. And Rashi, we'll see the Gemara, he's going to say, come, come, or why? Good so far, so good, Chana? Good. So if after, once it's after the Gemara Din, then it's all good. Then you're free. That's case number one. Very good. What about the next case? Then the second line of the Mishnah. If it was until there wasn't yet a Gemara Din, there was no final judgment yet. And Meis Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Gadol dies. That's one scenario. Right, we're going to say, you guys stay there forever. Or another scenario. And we appoint another person in between. Right? You're in between killing the guy and your final judgment. So one kind of Kohen Gadol A dies, we already appointed Kohen Gadol B. Umana, we appoint Achar, another one, another Kohen Gadol Tachta under him in place of him. We'll let Achar begin, and afterwards, Nigmar Dini, you have a Gemar Din. Chayzer Bibi Sasa Shoshini, you return from the Ari Miklat with the death of the second one. Because since he was around by your Gemar Din, you have to wait for his death. He wasn't going to ask on that, and why does it make sense? We'll see. But that's what Mishnah says. That if the Kohen Gadol was around, all goes by your Gemar Din, by your final judgment. So the Kohen Gadol who's around by your Gemar Din, that's who's going to set you free. Good? That's the second case. And what about Nigmar Dino? You had a Gemar Din below Kohen Gadol. There's no Kohen Gadol. We didn't reappoint someone yet. Kohen Gadol dies. Then you get a Gemar Din. And we never appointed anybody else. That's according to Rashi. Yeah? It's a good case. What do you say, Rabbi? You roommate killed Shimon, and the Kohen Gadol is alive. Kohen Gadol A. The Kohen Gadol A dies. Meanwhile, Beis Din goes further in the process. We make a Gemar Din, a final judgment, that you have to go to Gadol. Meanwhile, we never appointed the next Kohen Gadol yet. So your tshuva, your being free, is dependent on the Kohen Gadol dying. But when you were sentenced, there was no Kohen Gadol. So what happens? You're stuck. You go to Ar Miklat forever. That's it, forever.
You're saying days could separate the fact that he could walk in, a couple days could separate the fact that he could walk free versus he could go to Gulf Road. It could be a matter of days.
Could be an hour.
Hours, 3 minutes.
Wow.
Could be. He said. What?
Well, I don't. Technically,
well, I guess so. Right? If the guy didn't want to, yes, sorry.
Actually, on the Kohanim, the other guy, yeah, were on the Kohanim, they don't even alive. People presided at the place. You never leave. Is that
let's assume right now there's no Kohen Gadol around. That's the Gemara's answer. None of them. Not all the other types it's complicated. Let's say, the Gemara's answer is simple, the last answer. There's no Kohen. We only have one type around now, available now. Let's say there's no war and there's no substitute. And that's all. Right now, there's only one existing Kohen Gadol and he died. There's no Kohen Gadol right now. Right? And we didn't yet appoint a new guy. We're pretty stuck, but it could be the same day. This guy killed somebody, roommate killed somebody. And a few hours later, they're ready to make a Gemara Din. We still didn't appoint the new Kohen Gadol. They didn't appoint them. So then, your big kapara is dependent on the Kohen Gadol dying. There's no Kohen Gadol to die for you. That's it. You can stay there forever. So, Nigmar Din below Kohen Gadol. That's one case. You had a Gemara Din with no Kohen Gadol existing. Right? Meaning, when you killed, there was a Kohen Gadol existing. Now there's no Kohen Gadol. Or by a hurry of Kohen Gadol. Let's say you killed the Kohen Gadol himself. That's another reason why he's not around. Because you were the one who killed him. Our Kohen Gadol, Or, here, another complicated case, Kohen Gadol Shaharach. Let's say Kohen Gadol himself killed somebody. Let's say Kohen Gadol himself killed somebody by mistake. Right? So there also, he can't go out. He has no teshuva for him. A Kohen Gadol who killed has a word. A Kohen Gadol that killed, usually the Kohen Gadol does teshuva for you. And now, your Kohen Gadol himself is pretty messed up. So he's also going to stay forever. I guess he can't do teshuva for himself. And then the Gemara says, "In chavish mata at my beis asurim." If you're a tied up guy, you can't untie yourself. You can't get out of jail. So if you're the Kohen Gadol, even if you're the Kohen Gadol, even the Kohen Gadol frees everybody else. Well, that means when he dies, he'll free everybody else.
Well, let's say, are we talking about when there are no, let's say,
there's no Kohen Gadol.
No one else.
Around. That's the Gemara earlier. The last thing said that our home is there's no one else around. Then it gets complicated. That's the Gemara came out before. Made it easy for us. Made it not complicated. There's no other nobody else around.
So this is still the trigger on release of Golas, even though he's the one who killed and he's in Golas?
Yeah, he's still the Kohen Gadol. Still making half the Kohen Gadol. Yeah, but basically he's going to say he can't free himself. Well, actually, when he dies, he'll free himself. So he'll get freed. So actually, it will happen. He'll be able to take out his bones. His bones. He'll take out his bones when he dies.
But if he's convicted, doesn't that mean that someone else has to be appointed to be Kohen Gadol so that he can perform his service?
Oh, so very good. So we're going to assume for right now that the pshat is that by his Gemara there was still no other Kohen Gadol appointed yet. Rebecca was asking, if he's the Kohen Gadol, obviously we're going to have to appoint someone else quickly. If he was sending him to Golas, he's not going to be around to, you know, do the service in the Beis HaMikdash. We're shipping him off. Right? So yeah, the case is we didn't yet appoint a new person yet.
Is that the question is when...
If you appoint a new person...
Does he get taken out of his position by the moment he murders? Or is he taken out of his position by the moment this person is Meshua under? Because if he's still a Kohen Gadol, even after he murdered, and he's still the Kohen Gadol during the Gemara, then it is not Gemara, then and he should still be released by his death. But if it means another...
He's gonna stay the Kohen Gadol forever.
He doesn't come out. Only the bones come out. He does come out. If he's released only at his death, means he stays there until he dies. But then he takes his bones out right away because the whole
Either way,
his bones out right away, right? He's released. It's both, but doesn't help. No, but then everyone else who was murdered
prior
under his
how did it
will go out too? How could it be that the Kohen Gadol, that there was a Gemar Din without a Kohen Gadol in place? And I'm thinking, in my mind, that, okay, the Beis Din is adjudicating this case over here, about this Rotzea, and, the Kohen Gadol walked out of his house and gets hit by a wagon and gets killed. They didn't know he died, right? So that's, and then they made their Gemar Din before someone else was appointed.
They knew he died. Vesta's not going to close.
So why wouldn't, if they knew he died, why wouldn't they wait a little bit to appoint someone to have such a big difference for that Rotzeach?
It could be it would be nicer to wait for him, but they don't have to. I mean, you're saying probably they didn't realize the Kohen Gadol died.
Yeah.
But it could be right. They wouldn't be so mean to him for no reason. You're right. Vesta probably wouldn't on purposely give a guy a Gemar Din with no Kohen Gadol around.
If that's the case, this Kohen Gadol that killed, why wouldn't they wait till, have his Gemar Din until someone was in place, newly appointed?
Hey, that's a good question. They should just wait. Best it should be nice.
If they knew. In this case, they know. Here's the point. Don't kill. They know.
Well, maybe the whole point is that if a person has a Gemar Din when there is no point double, it's coming to show that his only kafara will get to stay there forever. The Beis Din might see that and just proceed as they're done. That's a sign. That doesn't happen to everyone, so why does that happen to this guy that it seems to be his Gemara Din will finish when there is no Kohen Gadol in place?
Yeah, it's interesting. It could be
that that's his kafara. He needs to stay there the rest of his life.
Could be best to see that. Oh, fine. So let's see the next case. So we said either you had a Kohen Gadol without a Kohen Gadol, or you killed a Kohen Gadol, or a Kohen Gadol killed. Eino yotze misham, he does not go ever there, lo'olam forever. For his whole life, he doesn't go out, that's all, he's stuck, he's going to get buried there. Forever until Mashiach comes to Chayas HaMeisim, he's going to be sitting in Ar HaMikvah, this guy. Because even his bones, even though we say later in the Gemara, your bones could be released. This guy's staying there forever, Ar HaMikvah forever. Which, you know, they're going to stay in the, you know, the permanent burial plots. Probably have the ones that get dug up every so often. It's getting more expensive because you're buying for longer until Mashiach comes. You know, it costs more money. The other guys just told the Kohen Gadol to die, just, you know, renting it for 20 years. I don't know. These guys, it's more work. It's more work to dig them out again. Yeah, but fine. You can make a lease. So you have to make a lease on the land. Okay, you keep redoing your lease every few years. Renew your lease on the land. Fine. In the answer, you never go out forever. Right? You never go out. Now the Gemara is going to go back to a general person who's in Ari Miklat. In a Yaitza, a person who's in Ari Miklat does not go out, loyla aid this mitzvah, not even testify for his mitzvah. Let's say we only have one aid, and we need him to be aid for a mitzvah. Right? Too bad. Right? Let's say you want to say, I saw the moon, I saw the new moon. Too bad. You can't, if you're in Galus, you better stay in Galus, not walk out. You have no permission to walk out, even for a mitzvah. You gotta stay, don't say, I have a wedding and this wedding, no mitzvahs. You gotta stay, you're not allowed to leave our mikvah for a mitzvah. Well, it is mama, not even testify on money. Well, it is tefashas, not to testify someone should get killed. Right? Which means we have someone who we have pretty clear testimony from one aid added to our mikvah. We want you to come testify against this guy, Reuben kills Shimon, and say, no, if you're our mikvah, you're stuck. Tafil Yisrael Trichol. Even if the whole Jewish people need you, you're the chief general, we all need you. Too bad. You're stuck. Kedush HaChodesh. They see the Levanim. Stuckin. I feel Yisrael to Yisrael, right? And I feel even if you're sad to Yisrael, you're the head, you're the main general of the Jews. Kiyei ben Tzruya. Eino yaitzev Yisham Lev. You do not go out forever. No excuses, no exceptions, no none. The mission is very clear. You don't leave there. Now, of course, when it says, L'ayin L'miyah, it's coming irregularly, that means you don't leave there until your sentence is up. Shein Nemar, like the Pasuk said. Asher Nas Shama, says you ran over there. So we make a drasha. Sham tehei diras. Over there should be your living place. Sham tehei misas. So that there should be your death. Sham tehei kuras. That's where you should be buried. So basically, you got to run over there and just make do with park. Settle. Might as well settle. So that's where you're going to live. That's where you're going to die. And that's where you're going to be buried until the Kohen Gadol dies. Mean, they ask the question, why does it say that's where you should live and that's where you should die? If that's where you have to live, obviously that's where you're going to die. No?
Why do you have a chance of leaving?
Yeah, if you die, you have to live there. Well, if you're going to live in a place, you can die there also.
It means you're not leaving, so you die, and after you die, you're buried.
But you said buried there. Just tell me you have to live there, and then so you're buried there.
But you live there and leave.
How can you leave?
They'll return your bones.
No, but you tell me the halacha. What are you supposed to? So there you're supposed to live. Just tell me, there you're supposed to live and there you're supposed to be buried. Why don't you tell me you have to die there? Obviously, you're going to die there. If you're going to live there, you're going to be buried there. Usually, if you're there your whole life, you're going to end up having to die there. So you say, Pshat, one Pshat, let's say a guy that I have a medical condition, and the air in the Ari Miklat gives me asthma and I can't live. But halacha is too bad. Come, maybe he starts to live, you have to die. Even if you tell us that this situation.
Can you do a transfer from Ari Miklat to Ari Miklat while you're in
You could.
You
could make a run for it. I don't know if it's so smart. You had one, so you could.
Then they
would
refer to it as
Aaron
Miklat. This is
Aaron. Oh, Ari Miklat. Aaron Miklat. Saying
Aaron
Miklat, not Ari Miklat. It's good. So even if this guy wants to be, let's say he says every Aaron Miklat is not an air. So that's a Miklat. There's no air. No air in the Ari Miklat. I don't know what's called the Ari Miklat. That's what it's saying. Still, even it's too bad. Find your air over there. Breathe the air, or the guy has some reason why you can't live there. Someone's gonna kill him. Too bad. You gotta start in Ari Miklat. Something gross. Something even if you gotta die there. You know you don't like the food. You don't put food there. I don't know if that air gives you allergies. Too bad. Something gross. That's you have to live. That's you have to die. That's you have to get back. Even if you have to die there, that's too bad. We're very sorry for you, but it doesn't help. You know. That's the break. So you gotta stay there forever. Till the Gadol dies. Fine. Now, next halacha. Kashem, just like Sha'ir Kolat, just like the city itself absorbs, Kaf, so too the Tchuma, the borders, the boundaries, the 2,000 Amas surrounding the Ir Mikla, also will absorb. Good? We're saying if, of course, it doesn't mean you can live there, but if you're running there, the Ritzach and the Goladah can no longer kill you. Right? They read out on this fancy wire. We have a Gemara that you can live in the Ir Mikla itself and not on the Tchum. But it could be a safety zone for you. You can't live in the Tchum, in the boundaries. You could, once you run there, you enter that safety zone. Good? Fine. Now, what happens if we have a Ritzach? Sheyatzah chutzal tchum. He walked out of the tchum. He was supposed to. He walked out. He said, I want fresh air. No, I can't take being trapped in one city my whole life. I'm taking a walk. Umatzah goladam. Goladam finds him. What do you do now? Rabbi Yezdeg, I'm a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to kill him. Mitzvah yad goladam. It's a mitzvah to goladam to kill him. Rishus, it's a rishus yad goladam. Every other person, it's not an obligation. It's a nice thing to do to kill the murderer. Umatzah goladam. Rabbi Yezdeg, I'm a mitzvah yad goladam. Rishus yad goladam. Rav Akiva, we know, Rishus b'yad goladam. It's a Rishus. The Goladam doesn't have to kill the murderer. If he wants to, he has permission. The Redeemer God has permission. B'yad goladam, any other person, a regular person who would kill him would be chayiv like killing any other person. So basically, the machlokes is here. Is there a mitzvah to kill him if he steps out of bounds? Or no, it's just a Rishus. Right? That's the question of Rabbi. Yes, at least it's a mitzvah to kill the goal as that one steps out. A rishus baby, yeah. You keep saying so. It's rishus to call it out. He has permission to kill him. He doesn't have to kill him. And other people don't have permission even to kill him. You have permission, they don't have to kill him.
Does that mean that as a mitzvah he's required to do it?
Yeah, it's a mitzvah, he's required to
do it. And if he doesn't do it, he's penalized?
I don't know he's penalized, but he missed the mitzvah. Like any other mitzvah, you don't do a mitzvah, whatever. You just blow up a mitzvah. But
he just says, for a regular person, everybody else, and I go down.
The Chayim. Chayim, you're not allowed to kill him. A regular person is not allowed to kill him. So, according to, yeah, it's kind of at the very extreme. It's extreme machlokes.
But the Vilna Gaon puts the word ein, ein chayonah. Note there.
Meaning what?
That they shouldn't kill him, but if they do kill him, they're not chayav misa. A regular person, a goladam has reshus.
Right.
And a regular person, if he does kill him, then he shouldn't kill him, but he's not chayav if he kills him. That's the note going on the note there.
Right, that's what he says. You shouldn't, but you're not chayav. Fine. But our Mishnah says, it sounds like ein chayav lo mi, that you are chayav. If you kill him, you're not allowed to kill him. Which means you're not allowed to, either way, you're not supposed to kill him. I mean, even according to the Vilna Gaon, you're not supposed to kill him, correct?
So.
Not supposed to kill him. If you do, it's not going to kill you. Very good. But that's the Vilna Gaon's period. Now let's see some Rashi of Kaddish in the Mishnah. So we have a bunch of cases in our Mishnah. At the beginning of the Mishnah, somebody like Gemara did the Zohar and Gadol. They're talking about the halacha, so the guy has to stay there. They say no one comes out. The very dear. Right, we had a bunch of cases in our Mishnah, a lot of cases in our Mishnah. A lot of nice, beautiful cases in our Mishnah. Let's see the Rashi HaKadosh. HaRezeh Eino Goyle. This person does not go to Golos. And we said, if you have a Gemara Din, there's no Kohen Gadol around, you do not go to Golos. Got there, Baron? By your final judgment, there's no Kohen Gadol around, then, what do we say? No goals for you. So Rashi says, hey, where do we know this from? Mefarish Taima, the Gemara, Mikavu Chaimer. We're going to explain the reason for this in the Gemara from Mikavu Chaimer. Just wait and stay tuned for the Gemara and you'll understand this, where we got this from. Good? Let's see next Rashi. Chayzer, Bibi Sasa Shashim. We say, let's say you killed with Kohen Gadol A. Now, they appointed Kohen Gadol B, and you had a Gemara Din. What do we say? Chayim says Shal Sheni, you go back to the death of the second one. That also Yalif time when we learned the reason in the Gemara in the Gemara. Then we say, let's say Nigmar Din, you had a Gemara Din, there was no Kohen Gadol right now. There's no Kohen Gadol. One of them died, the next is not appointed. Well, Rashi says Shaloi Minu, they didn't appoint Acher, a different one. Tachto in his place. Ah, it's shitting with Dina Shal. They're legal. Told this person in the Gemara Din to go to Gadol. Good. Fine. Let's see the Gemara. Let's see the Gemara. Right. What was the first halacha in our Mishnah? After the Gemara Din, the Kohen Gadol dies. There's no galus, right, Chanan? You had a Gemara Din. You had a final judgment. Now the Kohen Gadol died 2 minutes later, right? You get it to pack your bags to go to galus. Stay home. Why? Why do you stay home? Why is this my time? What's the reason? Arabai kalachomer to kalachomer. Uma mishigala kvar. And what is the evil nuhi who already went to galus? Yatza, he goes out. He's really deep in the galus. He already goes out. Second. So again, ma misha galah kvar. Yatza actually goes out now, and the kohen gadol dies. Misha legalah, one who still did not go to galus, in a thin is a certain shloim. He shouldn't go to galus.
One who did not go to Golos, he does not understand. He doesn't have to do the din of Golos. I understand the concept, I'm just trying to
touch the
words. He's trying to obviously, the guy who's in Golos and the Kohen Gadol dies, he goes out. So the guy who has more din is on the way to Golos, and the Kohen Gadol dies. So two call him over, and he doesn't go to Golos.
I'm showing, I'm going to read it inside again. Uma, what is it? Misha Golos Kvar. Someone who was in Galus already. He was already in Galus. Yatza Achsha, he goes out now when the Kohen Gadol dies. Kama, right? Me, right? Means who? Shalai Gala, who didn't go to Galus, who never went yet. Anyway, isn't it certain? And it shouldn't be like.
Isn't it logical?
Isn't it logical? And it shouldn't be the rule. Shalai Yigla, he shouldn't go to Tay, shouldn't go to Galus. He didn't go in yet.
So that's why the Dilma comes in, because it's so obvious. What this Gemara just said, it's
obviously Koma Koma, but Dilma, perhaps, because he said something different, what it really means? But didn't we cover earlier that as soon as you realize that you've committed an accidental murder, you immediately run?
Correct.
That's for the trial.
Right, yeah, before the trial.
Back, then you come back.
Then they bring you back.
Good.
Then you're being tried.
And before you went in, now the scenario is there's no Kohen Gadol around. Right? There's no Kohen Gadol.
I understand both
of them. Good?
Yeah.
Fine.
Perhaps. Sorry.
So, Marisa, when Tekka Vidola, maybe, perhaps you're wrong. Maybe no. Hide the Gola Echaparli. Maybe this person that went to Golos, the Golos itself gave him a Kapar. The fact that he had to go away from his family and go away from everybody. So maybe that's why, if he's already in Golos, he goes free because the Kohen Gadol died. But how do you like Golos? Like, but if he never went to Golos, he never got a kapara. Maybe he doesn't go free. So what I'm saying is, why is there the main focus of the Kohen Gadol death? Maybe the main focus of the kapara is his going to Golos. Right. Here, Fred, what do you say? So especially since we learned in Gemara Davis that that's what depends on the guy going to Golos. And if the guy is going to Golos, is this true? It's a kapara. Gemara answers. In this scenario, midi galus kamachapra, is it that galus is giving a kapara?
Question,
meaning, mises kain. What does this mean exactly? Saying, of course, the Gemara's question was correct. And the Gemara's question, we said that going to galus is a kapara. The Gemara Davei says that. The Gemara's not retracting from that. Because that's true, the galus gives him a kapara.
So if galus is a kapara, the guy who has a kapara din is on his way to kapara, and then he dies and he's released, and he never took a kapara in the first place.
So we're saying like this. Really, the galus is a kapara. However, the getting free, there has to be a certain level. There's first going to galus, that's one level of kapara. And what finishes off the kapara? The kohen gadol dying finishes off your kapara. So, in order, the kapara you need to get free, that is through the kohen gadol. Saying, me the galus come a kapara. Does galus give you the kapara enough that sets you free? He says, Kayin of the Chakra. The means that the Kayin has given you this kapara and give me the keys, enough kapara to go free. So as long as you have that, you can go free. He tells you that's the Kasha. The Gemara's question is right. The Gemara asks, or it says Midi. The Gemara asks a good question. The Gemara says, your goal is your kachuva. That's the way the Gemara that pays your basis, right? The Gemara that pays that your goal is your kapara, correct? Your goal is your kapara. So Gemara asks, so a guy who didn't go to Golos, who kind of got to die, he didn't get a kapara, he shouldn't go free. That's the Gemara's question. Gemara says, no, his goal is not the kapara, the kind is dying of the kapara. But there is an element, the aspect where his goal is a kapara. So we're saying, basically what it means is that the kapara, that man of the kapara that lets you go free, that's dependent on the kohen. That kapara is dependent on the kohen. Then you gotta go for your tshuva, you gotta do your tshuva, you gotta go to Gol. However, there's a certain amount of kapara that really gives it a kapara, really pushes you through, is the kohen gadol dying. So that's the Gemara says. Midi. Galus come chaper. The galus give you the kapara. Mean the kapara that's letting you, setting you free. Means the kind of the mechaper. Means the kind is giving you the kapara that's helping you go free. What? It's not the galus is giving you a certain amount of kapara. The kapara to get you go free, that's dependent on the coin. Means the Gemara is not answering that the galus doesn't do anything. It can't be the Gemara's answering that, right, your friend? The Gemara can't answer your Golos of doing nothing. So it's not true. The Gemara that base says it is something. That's why you're going to Golos, right? The Gemara asks, maybe, why are you letting this guy free? What's our case again? What's our scenario? The guy got a Gemara Din, Kohen Gadol dies. What's the halacha?
He's free.
He's free. The Gemara says, what do you mean? He never went to Golos. Golos gives you kapar. He never went to Golos yet. How can he go free? So what's the Gemara's answer? It's not Golos that sets you free. It's the Misa, the coin is setting you free.
Even when we tell public about this later, even when you're dead, buried, you're getting kapara when you're dead and buried.
Of course, sure. It's a kapara. It's a bizarre to be buried in Ari Mikkel. You can't be buried with your family. Eventually, they bring you to your family, and some Ari Mikkel, let's say, I want to be in Hayushalayim. Yeah, you get buried as a murderer. Go in the murderer's bestin, murderer's cemetery, and you know you don't put down too much cement because we're planning on digging them up one of these years, and. We put a soft soil in the murderer's cemetery. Of course, it's kapara. Okay, not a nice cemetery. And I'll put you with all the rabbis. And they're going to dig you up soon.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of.
It's not, you know, nice to. What's that, a murderer's kapara?
Yeah.
People killed?
Yeah, for murderers, go gunslingers.
So, what, when they get killed?
Yeah.
After they die, they get that special place to.
That's a special place. You might think also, even in that case, the death of Cohen completes.
That's
free, true. But he still didn't get the first part of the kapora.
So that's the question. It's not a good question. Right? It sounds like usually it's a complete. So here it sounds like if you had just that part, it's enough. That's the main part. Sound like that's usually the complete. That's just like the old way, it's the finishing. But if you just have that, that's enough. You're right. You would ask maybe that completes. If it sounds like that, just like totally completes. But if you didn't have the gullus, you still just like you know the makah papish just takes it away. Because you have to realize why is his death so much kapar for you? Because it's really a true for the coin also. They bring down the parsha. It's interesting. It's really true for the coin also. Because we said the coin, he didn't daven on his generation, and that's why you killed by mistake. Correct. So every night you have to go to Golos, you're doing wrong. But until he gets his tshuva also, you're also messed up. When he does his tshuva on his Avera, it's really helping you also. Because the coin's problem, issue of not davening for you affected you. So when he does tshuva on that, then you also go free. And when the coin does tshuva on his issue of not davening for you, by his kaparets being a tshuva for himself, that's why you also go free. I mean, why'd you kill somebody? Because the coin didn't daven enough. Okay, you're also a messed up guy. So when the coin dies and he's doing tshuva, that also is going to help you get out of your problem.
You can't do tshuva without
not tshuva shlema, no. No one could do it. No one. Like, the way that Shai and you would talk about it, certain averas, tshuva is only the mitzvah of kapara.
Even today, when we talk about tshuva, shemamim,
it's only when we die. We can't look around the halachos tshuva. Talking about different areas, it's always if you look at around the halachos tshuva, the first parak in around halachos tshuva, read the next day, and it's in ma'ata halachos tshuva. You'll see he talks about some averis only.
So is this one of those averis? They listed different things where, you know, different levels of tshuva, right? And for certain averis, only death will be the final kapara, right? So is this one of the averis that needs death?
It doesn't seem to be,
because if you're released by the death of the goal, you mean the body of the goal dying releases you of yours?
It's interesting. I don't know. It doesn't sound like it's only certain loisa states. It doesn't sound like he did like a negative loisa state of kara. It sounds like he didn't die enough.
But on the same logic, we're covering if the Kohen Gadol kills someone. I mean, if he's killing someone accidentally, isn't that really?
That's another case. We're not talking about that case. Here we're just talking about the first case.
But it's another level.
But that's something else. Now we're talking just specifically the first case of the Mishnah. That you had a Gemara Din, you had a final judgment, and there was no Kohen Gadol around. Right? You had a Gemara Din, and right afterwards the Kohen Gadol died. Sorry, you had a Gemara Din, the Kohen Gadol dies. We say you go free. Why? Because the Kohen Gadol dies is enough of a kapara for you. It's going to push away. It's going to get the tshuva all the way. If I discuss tomorrow, we're going to try to learn the Gemara from Minani Mili till there's really a big sugya coming up. Just keep on going. We'll try to even get to the next Amen. The big sugya coming up. With Rav Ami, Rav Yitzchak Nachman.
Yes.
A lot of action.
In this week's parsha, when it talks about Egla Ruach, we say like is the common approach is that you're supposed to escort the guest out for alms, you know, make sure you get food and make sure. So another approach that we brought down was that really it's the murderer is the one who is the reason to Egla Ruach, because you didn't feed him and you didn't give him words of praise and show him kindness, so that's the reason.
Wow.
When you approach it, so you have the opposite approach of saying like why this guy kills him. We're saying why this guy killed Kohen Gadol and prayed for him. No, we weren't so nice to this person. We didn't welcome him into our home.
That's why he killed someone else.
So he went outside. He said, "I'm not a part of this community anymore." So he went and killed somebody.
Another guy got killed.
He's doing tshuva on the death. He's a murderer. Yeah,
right.
Yes, yes. Who did the tshuva? Because of the murder. Usually, the pasha says you do it because some guy got killed.
Murder.